listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we say, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
You need not have any doubt as to how a small name such as Rama, Krishna or Sai can take you across the sea of samsara. Vast oceans have been crossed on tiny rafts. A raft need not be as big as the ocean. Dark jungles have been crossed with the help of a tiny lamp. The lamp need not be as big as the jungle. The recitation of the name is like the operation of boring in order to tap underground water. It is as the chisel stroke that will release the image of God imprisoned in the hard marble. Once you break the encasement, the Lord will appear. You are judged by sadhana and not by the number of temples you have visited or the quantity and cost of the offering you made in those shrines. Do not count the number of times you have repeated the name. The Lord will respond only when you call Him from the depths of your feelings. He will be deaf even if you call Him a million times automatically and artificially with the tongue and not with the heart.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 71st name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Bhakta Jana Hridayalaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba once related a story. Someone asked another, which is the greatest and the grandest thing? The answer was the earth, but two-thirds of it is in the sea. The sea is drunk up by the sun, and the sun is just an orb in the sky. The sky was just 1 foot measure for God, who manifested as Trivikrama. Trivikrama, or the Lord, resides in the heart of a bhakta. So, the greatest and the grandest thing is the heart of a bhakta. That is the alaya, residence of Baba. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshi tishtati Arjuna. The Lord is established in the region of the heart of all beings, O Arjuna. Seek and you shall find Him there in your own heart. Swami says, quote, I am the Kshetrajna in every Kshetra. I am the knower in everything that has to be known. Unquote. That is why Baba announced once in Telugu, Andarilo Sai Unnadu. In everyone there is Sai. Our task is to clear the mind of smog and the miasma of smoldering passion so that His effulgence can reveal itself to us in all its glory. Draupadi, the queen of the Pandavas, called on the Lord once in overwhelming anguish. O dweller at Dwaraka, when He appeared before her after some little interval, the Lord said, quote, you call me Dwaraka dweller, so I had to come to you from there. If you had only called me Hridayavasi, heart dweller, I could have come quicker from your own heart. Unquote. Baba relates this story to teach us where to place Him and find Him. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 71st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakta Jana Hridayalaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Shri Sai Bhaktajana Hridaya Viharaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who sports and revels in the hearts of His devotees. Shri Madhvacharya, a great saint, has said, devotion is love for God. Those who accept God to be their true friend and love Him wholeheartedly are called devotees. In the sacred book Viveka Chudamani, it is declared, devotion is Swasvarupa Darshanam, to realize one's higher self as God. And God likes to revel and sport in the hearts of such devotees. Lord Sri Krishna is the best example of the God who revels and sports in the hearts of the devotees. We all know about His Rasa Krida with the Gopikas of Gokul. During the Rasa Leela, every Gopika used to feel that Shri Krishna was sporting with her alone. In spite of the fact that there were numerous Gopikas and just one Shri Krishna, this Leela would take place, and the only explanation is that the Lord used to revel and sport as the self in the pure heart of each Gopika. Once, long ago, Swami was in the mood to sport with his devotees. There were a few devotees around him. He said to them, quote, "Who will adorn me with a tulsi garland today, which will reach right up to my feet?" Unquote. All the devotees rushed to the garden nearby and brought tulsi leaves. Each one estimated the length and started stringing the garland. To their surprise, Swami also started stringing one. When all the tulsi garlands were ready, Swami let each devotee garland him turn by turn. But none of the garlands reached up to his feet. The only garland which reached his feet was the one made by Swami himself. Everyone was overjoyed at this leela. Then Swami collected all the garlands and rolled them into a ball. He asked everyone to form a circle and started throwing the ball at each one. Slowly, he increased the speed to such an extent that each one felt as if Swami was throwing the ball only at him. The bliss that Hridaya Vihari Swami gave all of them is quite beyond description.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 71st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakta Jana Hridayalayaya Namaha. The 72nd name is
Om Sri Sai Bhakta Paradhinaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba has said even when he was 20 years old that he considered it his task to come to the rescue of his bhaktas who worshipped him with niyama and nishtha, that is, living in regulated disciplined life with systematic sadhana of japam and dhyana. So, he is bhakta paradhina, that is, bound to save the devotee. So, we must foster the spirit of devotion in us and see that it does not waver. That alone can bind him to us. He has declared that Bhakta Rakshana is one of the tasks for which he has incarnated in human form. When the Bhakta calls out for help, he rushes to save him. He is so affectionately bound to the devotee that he takes upon himself the illness that the devotee suffers from and saves him, so that the devotee can continue his spiritual pilgrimage. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 72nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakta Paradhinaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Bhaktajana Hridayalayaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who makes the heart of the devotee a sacred abode for himself. Bhagavan Sri Krishna has declared, "I have installed myself in the heart of every living being." So, God Himself has chosen the heart as His abode. Swami says, quote, "The spiritual heart is quite different from the physical heart, which of course is a vital organ of the body. In spiritual terms, the heart is eternal and unchanging. The one who realizes this principle attains all types of knowledge. Real freedom is contained in this realization." Unquote. Tammi Raju and Manchi Raju were teachers in the Uruvakunda High School. Satya studied in the school. These teachers were aware of the divinity of Baba. Tammi Raju used to visit often the house of Telugu Pandit Seshama Raju, the brother of young Satya, along with his wife to have darshan of Baba. Once, when Tamiraju's wife took Padanamaskar, Baba blessed her, saying, "You need not worry about anything. I will bear all your burdens." He then materialized saffron rice and blessed her. He asked her to tie up the rice in a small cloth and keep it in the puja. One day, when this lady went to fetch drinking water from a distant source, she was hesitant to leave her 5-year-old son alone in the house. Hence, she invited the children from the neighborhood, gave them some sugar, and told them to conduct Sai Bhajan in the house and to take the sugar as prasadam. The children sang bhajan. To their surprise, they saw Shirdi Sai sitting in front of them and were extremely happy. Baba accepted the offering of sugar and gave it to all the children. The son was keen to bring back his mother home to have darshan of Baba. He ran up to the river. But by the time they returned, Baba had disappeared. When she asked the children about Baba, they said that Baba had merged into the picture. After a few days, when they went to Puttaparthi, Baba asked, "Are you sad that I was not at home when you returned? I'm always there. I'm omnipresent." And said, "Both forms are mine." The devotion of the children made him appear in a physical form. Swami says, bhakti, devotion leads to shakti, power, and shakti leads to yukti, skill. The yukti helps you fix your rakti, attachment, on the proper objects, and your bhakti thus promoted finally results in mukti, liberation. One day, Swami told the devotee, "I will come to your house." The devotee got very excited and gave his address to Swami. Swami asked for the address once more. The devotee repeated it. Swami said, "That is not your house. It is a rented place. Your body is your house, and I am ever present there. But due to illusion, you are unaware of it. Remove the maya and experience my presence." Every purified heart is a Prashanti Nilayam, and Bhagwan Baba dwells there in all his glory.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 72nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakta Paradhinaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam.
Jagadishuni Chitravati. తీరము పరమ పవనము వేద వేదాంతుడైన సాయి మహాత్ముని నిన్న భక్తుల బాడలు మాపల తెలిసి ఉండే ప్రతి సాయేశ్వరి మహేశ్వరుని పరాంబరుని తెలిసి ఉండే ప్రతి సాయేశ్వరి మహేశ్వరుని పరాంబరుని పూజంతు మన సాయిని జయ సాయిని సర్వేశ్వరి జగదేశ్వరి పరమేరు హారములను చేసి ధూపది పాములని వెలిగించి స్వామికి పంచభక్షణని వేదములని చేసి పాలించే ద్రోచి సాయినాథుని శ్రీనివాసుని పరమేశ్వరి సత్య సాయి పాలించే ద్రోచి సాయినాథుని శ్రీనివాసుని పరమేశ్వరి సత్య సాయి పూజంతు మన సాయిని జయ సాయిని సర్వేశ్వరి జగదేశ్వరి భక్తవత్సలని పాదవిగతియని భజనలు చేసి భక్తి శ్రద్ధలతో మంగళములు చేసి వారములని విడి మంగళములు పడి జయ హరి
Incessant flow of worship to Krishna was Radha's very life. In thoughts of Krishna, she was forever lost. His form danced before her eyes every moment, wakeful and dream. The blue hues of the gurgling Yamuna reminded her of Krishna's charming complexion. The merry chirping of birds stirred in her memories of Krishna's mischievous chuckles. In Vrindavan, when Krishna would play upon his flute, her days passed like moments, filling every moment with that memory she spent her days. All that stood between Krishna and Radha's union was her mortal frame. The day finally came when even that would seamlessly slip away.
Okka korika korindi paapam Radha.
Radha had one desire.
నాకు ఇంకేమి వద్దు స్వామి.
ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ మోర్ స్వామి.
నీ మురళిని ఒక్కతూరి వాయించండి, నేను వింటాను చాలు.
ఐ వాంట్ టు లిసన్ టు యువర్ ఫ్లూట్.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పరుకుతేనే నెలకొన్నట్టు.
యు సింగ్ ద గ్లోరీ అండ్ ద మెలడీ సో దట్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతేనే మాటలాడు మా ముకుంద మన
పాడేటప్పటికి వినింది.
షీ హర్డ్
ప్రాణం విడిచింది.
షీ బ్రీథ్డ్ హర్ లాస్ట్.
ప్రాణం విడిచడమే కాకుండా ఆనాటి నుంచి కూడా మురళిని పట్టడం కూడా మానివేశాడు.
సిన్స్ దెన్ కృష్ణ డిడ్ నాట్ పికప్ ద ఫ్లూట్ అగైన్.
రాధాకు ఈ యొక్క మురళిని త్యాగం చేశాడు.
హి సాక్రిఫైస్డ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్ ఫర్ హర్.
ఆ గానంను త్యాగం చేశాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ ద మెలడీ టు
నట్ట కడపటి పాట కృష్ణుడు ఇది ఒక్కటే చెప్పింది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ వాస్ ద లాస్ట్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
రాధ చాలా గొప్ప భక్తురాలు.
రాధ ఇస్ అన్ ఆర్డెంట్ డివోటీ.
కనుకనే భక్తికి అంత గొప్ప విలువనిచ్చారు.
డివోషన్ ఇస్ హైలీ వాల్యుబుల్.
ఇట్టి భక్తిని ఆనాటి నుంచి గోపికలు జగత్తును వ్యాప్తి గావించేటట్టుగా అనేక ప్రచార ప్రపంచములు చేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దిస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ హాస్ బీన్ టాట్ అండ్ షేర్డ్ అండ్ ప్రొపగేటెడ్ బై దిస్ గోపికాస్.